Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. I know I'm somebody, because God don't make no junk. Can you say that with me? Wherever you are, if you're in the office, just do it quietly. But if you say it, say it.
I know I'm somebody
because God don't make no junk. That powerful quote is by the late and yes, great Ethel Waters, an actress and renowned singer who regularly blessed folks with her songs and Billy Graham crusades before her passing in 1977. Who can ever forget her singing, "His eyes on the sparrow, and I know he watches me." Hallelujah. Remarkable woman. Her mother was raped when she was 12 years old, and she was encouraged to have an abortion, but she wouldn't do it. And because she didn't, the world got blessed by Ethel Waters. Now, Miss Waters made that statement. I know I'm somebody because God don't make no junk. You know, that'd be a good quote for you to personalize. You could say Denise is somebody because God don't make no junk. Vincent is somebody because God don't make no junk. Yvette is somebody because God don't make no junk. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want you to know that if you've just spoken that, it's much more than just a rich thought and confession. It's truth from the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
We can tell you that it should be absolutely impossible for any believer or anyone else for that matter to have a poor self-image if they've heard and read, understood, believed what the Word of God says about them.
Amen.
Ethel Waters grew up in poverty. But when she found God, she realized that regardless of her situation, that God never makes junk. There are four powerful verses that prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're somebody.
Amen. Starting with Genesis 1, verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." And let me comment on this before I get to verse number two, the scripture number two. He not only made us in his image, he gave us dominion
over
what we live with. Jeremiah 1 verse 5 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument." Each one of us is a chosen instrument.
Yes. Right?
"And before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrating you and appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Everybody has a calling.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Even if he's talking about Jeremiah in this instance.
It's for us.
That's right. He's no respecter of persons.
That's right.
Psalm 139, verse 14. "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." And last one, Ephesians 2, verse 10, in the Classic Amplified Bible. "For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned for beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live."
Well, we told you those were powerful scriptures. I'm going to give you the chapter and the address, if you will. Again, because you need to reread these scriptures today and for several days to really get them down inside of you. Genesis 1:26. Genesis 1:26. Jeremiah 1:5. Jeremiah 1:5. I like that one in the Classic Amplified Bible.
Amen.
Psalm 139:14. And Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10 in the Classic Amplified Bible. In these four verses, honey, there are 12 points that reveal what God knows about you.
And what we know about, need to know about ourselves.
That's exactly right. No matter what you're going through, you need to grab a hold of the reality of these 12 key points. Number one, you're made in the image of God and after his likeness.
Number two, God has given you dominion over everything.
Number three, God knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb.
Mm-hmm. Number four, you are a chosen instrument of God. Or I might add in there, or you would have never been born.
That's right. Number five, you're to continually praise God.
Number six, you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Number seven, you can do marvelous things through the Lord.
Number eight, you were personally created by God.
Number nine, you're born again through Christ.
Number 10, God planned in advance for you to do good works.
Number 11, you were created to enjoy the good life that God has prepared for you.
And number 12, if God is saying all of this to you, then you've got to know that he doesn't make it. No joke.
That's it. Now, regardless of what has been told you, my family members, friends, even teachers. Sometimes teachers say things that
make you wonder.
That make you wonder if they ought to be teaching, frankly.
That's right.
Now, we recommend that you listen to this again on playback if you weren't able to get them all down. Write them out, personalize them as a constant reminder of your worth to God. And you can personalize those 12 key points. Something like this. Laurel was fearfully and wonderfully made, created in the image and likeness of God, who knew her before she was ever formed in her mother's womb. God personally created Laurel to continually praise him as God gave Laurel, a born-again believer, dominion over everything on planet Earth so she could do the marvelous things that God planned in advance, and Laurel could enjoy the good life. Now, here's my version of those two sentences for us, baby.
All right.
Harold was fearfully and wonderfully created in the image and likeness of God, who knew him before he was ever formed in Miss Annie Ruth's womb. God personally created Bev to continually praise him as God gave Bev, a born-again believer, dominion over everything on planet Earth. And so she can do the marvelous things that God planned in advance. Hallelujah. And Bev can enjoy the good life. That's how you can personalize them for you.
And that's it.
Hopefully you're beginning to get the point that you're not any junk, regardless of how desperate or adverse your circumstances seem. God didn't make you. He doesn't make junk. You are, in fact, somebody. God's body.
That's right.
We want you to personalize those four scriptures on an index card or put them in your smartphone. Once you've personalized these four verses, and let us give them to you again, Genesis 1:26, Jeremiah 5:1, Psalm 139:14, and Ephesians 2:10. Repeat them several times a day. And listen, you don't have to learn all four at one time. Take one, you know, memorize it, confess it, then go to the next one. Because what you confess, as the saying goes, what you confess, you will possess. But let's go a little further. As you read Ephesians 2:10, you will be taken again by the last part of that verse, which says living the good life, which he prearranged and made ready for us to live.
Think of that.
God wants you, that's right, you, to live the good life. And I can tell you, living from Patriarch to Prozac is not the good life. Never knowing where your children and spouse are, not the good life. Spending your hard-earned money on medications and doctor visits, not the good life, at least not the way we read it in the Word. Is living in a mortgaged house, sleeping on a bed, watching TV, eating at a table all bought on a payment plan, while driving a finance car? Is all of this the good life? The world says it is, but not according to the Word of God. The good life, according to the Word of God, is having enough to give what God tells you to give, when he tells you to give, and where he tells you to give it.
2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. This is in the New King James Version. And God is able. I like that right there. And
yes,
God
Lord.
Is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work.
Hallelujah.
If you're not there yet, he's
He wants you to be to a point that when you're walking in divine health, when you take aspirins, they feel better.
There you go. There you go. Exodus 15, verse 26 says, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commands and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Think about that, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I am the Lord that healeth thee. The good life is when all you and your family are serving the Lord.
Amen.
You can read Acts 16:31, where it says, thou shalt be saved in thy house. The good life is where you have time and money for family vacations and getaways.
Psalm 68, verse 19 says, blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah.
The good life is when you're able to travel on any mission trip with your church, regardless of when it occurs.
Acts 13, verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them.
It's also where you can give money to whoever needs it, without worrying about your checking account balance. That's the good life.
That's indeed.
You can read
life.
About that in 2 Corinthians 9:11.
That's right.
2 Corinthians 9:11. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, there's so many scriptures.
Yeah.
So many scriptures.
That support it.
That's exactly right. The first key in gaining the good life is realizing who you are in him, how he sees you, and what he has planned for you. And then you'll begin to experience the revelation of the 12 things God knows about you. And you'll further realize that God don't make
no junk.
That's right. That's right. Start seeing yourself the way God sees you. That's the key.
That's the key.
Hallelujah. Go to HaroldHerry.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching, up at the top where it says soul seed, just ask God what seed have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.